So the way that we daven, so we bend our knees, bow down, baruch ata. We're standing up by the time we say the Shem Hashem. There's a speed element as well. Rashi in Brachas says when you bow down, it's like being like a staff or a stick that's being cast down in one go. We go down fast. We go down quickly. But when we stand up straight again, we stand up slowly. We straighten ourselves out slowly. We take our time. Because we don't want it to seem like a burden to us. The Reish Chachma explains the symbolism. The idea of bowing down quickly, with speed, with energy, with passion, with alacrity, with zrizus, is to show that we want to be subjugated to Hashem. We want to have that relationship with the infinite. Where we're submissive to Hashem. And we put energy into that. We put vigor, we put passion, we put strength into that submission. And really and truly we'd like to stay in that position. We'd like to stay subjugated. We'd like there to be a sense of bittul, of self-nullification, of annulment in front of Hashem. But we can't. We can't stay in that position forever. We're going to have to come up straight. But we do so slowly to show that we're reluctant. We're reluctant to stand up straight, and there's a certain part of us that would like to remain bowing down forever. So we go down with speed. We come up slowly. On a deeper level, this bowing down is in the sense of attachment to Hashem. And how do we come up again? We come up again with Midas Tovas, with emulating Hashem, with acquiring those Midas. The Midas Tovas that we need, the good character traits that allow us to stand up in front of Hashem, take time to acquire. They don't happen in one fell swoop. And therefore, when we're rebuilding ourselves after this sense of bittul in front of Hashem, when we rebuild ourselves with better midas, we get up slowly. As if to say, we know this will take time. We know it will take time to acquire midas. In order for any spiritual growth to be meaningful, it has to be slow and it has to be steady. In order for the Midas Tovas, for the good characteristics to become internalized, to become part of our psyche, of our system, of our modus operandi, of our essence and being, it takes time to assimilate that into our personalities. And therefore, that's the symbolism of getting up slowly, of spiritual growth takes time. And we have to be willing to give it that time. Because if we rush it, we'll end up with nothing. So yes, we go down quickly. We nullify ourselves to Hashem. But when we rebuild ourselves in that nullification, we understand that we're human beings and it takes time and it's a process and we have to trust the process. Yes, we're moving upwards. But that rebuilding of self, that development, that ability to move from level to level is something that really takes time, takes investment, it takes patience. We're teaching ourselves a lesson here. Spiritual growth takes time. And therefore, when we stand upright, we stand up straight to utter the name of Hashem, we're allowing ourselves to be part of a process that will develop over time.